Welcome to the Doghouse here on ntnradio.com.
.com. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Warren. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
All righty, then.
I just feel like making fun of you today.
You are. I know what you drive, so.
Yeah, that's all right.
If you have a flat tire afterwards, you know why.
It should be more like you know what I push.
And,
come on.
I'm trying not to look because we have an unidentified guest in the studio who will not be allowed to air.
He's trying to strip.
It's just not working.
You know, I'm just going to lie and tell everybody it's not Ken.
Keep your day job.
Woo! Space Mountain over there. Warren, we got a lot to talk about this week.
Let's get on.
We got Mark and Flat Track. We got World Superbike, and we got some Pro Moto Cross.
Dirt racing in the dirt.
Lots of dirt. Where do you want to start? I guess we should start with Flat Track. Flat Track?
Yes, I tried to watch Flat Track, so I know what happened, but I didn't get to see it because I just kept Fans Choice was showing the same heat.
That pisses me off. Stop replaying stuff. I don't care if you just show me a picture of the friggin' nothing. You have Monster Energy girls there and Flat Track girls there. Do a bio on them in between.
Yes, it'd be like
just roll scrolling pictures of them in the Flat Track bikini contest
or something
calendar.
I didn't even notice that the races was held off to Monday because I didn't see anything on the screen that said that.
Right. They didn't say anything. You had to look at their Twitterer and their Facebook sisters.
Which I didn't
Instagram
do.
Instagram and
which I did not do.
You know, and I would like to bring this out. Somebody needs to get Dave Despain a job because he kind of looked like a hippie. Dave Despain, you're not supposed to be a hippie. I mean, I guess he was, kind of. Long-haired motorcycle guy, tried racing back in the day. He's like telling stories about that, but he's like 1,000 years old, you know, stuff like that. See, Warren, you chased off our only in-studio guest.
He's gone.
Gone like the... But he left his clothes here.
Which is confusing as hell.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to happen. But yeah, and it goes back for him. Anyways, Dave Despain looked like a hippie to me. I'm sorry if that's too real to all you people, but it's true.
Still did a good job, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, that was just me being a jerk. Sorry. But let's talk. Well, they had two sets of races, right? They had the 26th, which was, I don't know what day that was. 26th Thursday? Is that what that day that was? I'm so messed up on my days.
Yes, it would have been.
No, it was Saturday. Yes, because they were supposed to have Saturday and then Sunday races. That's right. So they had them on the 26th, which was the TT for the 450s. I'm sorry, the singles.
The singles. I want to go 450.
They are 450. I mean, they're the same Supercross bike, except for they lower the suspension, change the tires.
Do some other things.
And do a few other things, and they're 450s. Dan Bromley got the win. It wasn't all that... I don't want to... You know, that sounds like a jerk if I say it wasn't all that exciting. You know, it really wasn't bad. The first two guys were, what, less than a half a second away from each other, right? But the rest of the guys were, like, so far back there that... I think people stopped for coffee because there's no way you can fall
that
behind.
That's not a good thing to do. If you stop for coffee in the middle of a race, you're going to fall behind.
Yeah, and that's what they did. You know, the front two guys like kind of took off on the field, and everybody else was kind of racing amongst themselves, but they were racing amongst themselves so far back that, you know, it wasn't going to be a good race. You know, I mean, it wasn't not a good race, but it just wasn't. They weren't competitive. Although we do have to talk about Brandon Price, he suffered quite the crash.
I did see that in a little clip.
Yeah, and he was unconscious. He was like lights out, but he is awake. He woke up on his own, which is always a good thing. So he is awake. He's in the hospital bed. Doctors think he's going to make a full recovery. So that's always a positive thing. You know, I mean, it was a pretty nasty crash.
I wouldn't want to have been him.
No, you know, I definitely not. You know, and so that was good to see him up and around, and he's not up and around. That's not the right thing. He's awake.
He's awake and he's conscious.
Taking pictures.
Is he conscious?
Yes. He's awake and taking pictures. Right. I mean, he posed for a couple pictures, so you know he's good. That's why Facebook's good.
Well, I don't know. They have made this movie called Weekend at Bernie's, which.
Warren, I might have to mute your mic just for that comment. Wow.
Look it up, folks. Weekend at Bernie's, if you don't know what it is.
And if you do know what it is, send your hate mail to phil@ndnradio.com, and I will read it aloud on the air to Warren next week, because that'll be fun. That was a pretty, you know, I love the TTs. I'm not the world's biggest... I wish the Twins were doing, you know, like I'd like to see them do the TTs in both classes and the roundy round in both classes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it should be the same.
I feel like that. But anyways, then hats off to Jeffrey Carver getting his first win on a mile track this weekend in the Twins. He was running one of the Indian scouts, but he's not the factory Indian. He's Indian of Metro Milwaukee, which I didn't even know Milwaukee was considered a metro. I guess so. Oh, send your hate mail to Warren.
There went our last Milwaukee listener.
Nah, they went a long time ago. And if they weren't gone then, they will be gone now. All three factory Harleys blowed up, sir.
Yes, they did. I read that.
It was just not a good week for them. And I
just hope Harley's working in the other engine behind the scenes, because this one's just not cutting it.
Yeah, that was just a bad, you know, and they kind of went out early. I don't think any of the factory Harleys made the halfway point. And that's bad. That's definitely not a good thing. That's a bad thing.
Whoopsie.
Right? It's a whoopsie. So, anyways, I was looking for a clip that I had that apparently is just gone. But Mies finally gets unseated from the top spot of the podium in what actually ended up being a real exciting race. Four or five guys were racing up in the front most of the race. Kenny Coolbeth, Jared Mies, Jeffrey Carver, Davis Fisher, and Brian Smith were all battling up there, and it wasn't until the very end that it kind of got a little stretched out where they dropped Brian Smith from the group. But it was good to see Davis Fisher, who's not a guy we talk about a lot, and Jeffrey Carver, who's a guy who we know who he is, but again, we don't really talk a lot about him because he doesn't really win a lot. And it was good to see some of the non-factory Harleys get in there and get for the win. You know, not Harleys, Indians. You had two non-factory Indians on the podium. You still had... Indian took the top six, seven spots. Wow.
That's embarrassing.
They would have been the top eight spots, but Brad the Bullet had a little bit of problems. Brad the Baker Bullet, I almost said.
he does cupcakes on the side.
He does cupcakes. He makes apple fritters.
Which is, you know, and it's just not Harley, but the Indians just dominating all the brands.
Yeah.
In the Twins.
Yeah. They have, they're over half the field. You know, you had some Yamahas, you had one Ducati out there, but pretty much it was Indians and Harleys, and the Harleys, wow. No Harley finished the race. Even the non-factory ones.
And there's some of the older 750s that usually do pretty well.
Yeah, so that's not a good thing for Harley. They gotta work on that.
They need to pick it up.
They gotta do something. They're getting their butts kicked on a series that was pretty much all about them, and now just ain't.
That's true. And not only is it not them, but I mean, I'm hoping that some of these other brand manufacturers start bringing in some competition.
Yeah, I'd like to
as
see
well.
Kawasaki step up, Yamaha step up, Ducati, right? Let's step up there and get this stuff. Let's get some fighting going amongst these guys. I'd love to see some brand rivalry. I guess we should kind of jump over into World Superbike with a splash of MotoGP news in between. Yeah.
That works for me.
Lots of little rumor mills coming out. Apparently, Dovey wrote a tell-all book, and I don't read Italian, so I can't tell you about much about it.
There were some excerpts in the
article. There were some excerpts in American that we could understand, and pretty much he was shocked that Ducati was so fooled. The quote is, it was incomprehensible how Iannone managed to fool Ducati. Them are big words, probably even in Italian.
Probably bigger in Italian because they use more consonants and vowels.
Yeah.
But when you look at it from his point of view,
he
wasn't wrecking people.
You know, I've always felt bad for Dovey. Dovey is a great racer, but he always gets pooped on, right? He was the third bike at Repsol Honda when they punted him. He went to Ducati and they were like, oh, you're going to be second seat to Iannone.
And then Iannone didn't step up.
Well, Iannone,
he wrecked people. That's what he did.
I mean, he stepped up, stepped out, stepped on.
Ran over.
Stepped over. Iannone was like water, and the field was like Ellicott City, Maryland.
No one outside this area will have any idea what
Yeah, you know, said. No, it made national news. I know it's made national news.
We got a lot of international people.
They're going to have to Google.
It's a big flood.
They're going to have to Google.
He was going to go with a Marvel Ragnarok where Hulk is a raging fire.
Yeah, and I thought about that, and I was like,
Iannone
that's probably
is just
out.
A glowing ember.
Yeah, more like water. So that's kind of interesting. I hope they come out with the book in American. That way I can read it and stuff and see what other kind of dirt he dishes.
It would be interesting to read that book. I would get it. I would buy that one.
I don't know if I'd buy that one, but I would definitely take it out at the library.
Somebody's got to stand up for Ken. Your local library is not going to get that book.
My local library, I don't even know they have books.
Do you even have a local library?
Yes, we do. I actually drove by it the other day. I saw it. I was like, amazed.
You sure it's not building a said library? It's empty?
I didn't go inside. Okay. I can't lie about that. So that's kind of an interesting air the laundry kind of thing, which you don't normally see a lot of while guys are still racing.
No.
Right? So that just says to me, Dovey's got a target on his back, and Iannone is the nuclear weapon heading towards it. Their next race for Dovey, he's better be planning to dodge.
Iannone's already wrecked him once this season, so what's the other one?
Right, exactly. Why not wreck him again? And then something that Warren was all hell-bent on, and I will be impressed if you ended up being right. But I will throw in the monkey wrench into this. But we'll go ahead with Johnny Rea is in talks to re-sign with Kawasaki, but he's also having side talks with some factory MotoGP teams.
Right.
Everybody kind of think. I mean, if I'm Johnny Rea, the only way I leave is I go to
a factory or
I go to factory Honda
or a factory like.
No, I go to factory Honda. That's the only way I leave my ride. If I can't be put on a bike that's going to win, I don't want to be there. Right? Is Honda going to sign him to have two number one guys at Repsol Honda? No.
I can see him going to Tech 3 Yamaha.
Well, Tech 3 Yamaha will be Tech 3 KTM. And I don't see that. I don't think you leave being world champ on the best bike to go be on a development bike.
No, you got a point.
And it doesn't look like Honda wants to part with Danny Pedrosa. There is an opening at...
There's going to be an opening at Ducati.
Yeah, because they seem to be getting further and further apart.
The luster is off, yeah. Lorenzo.
Yeah. I've even seen things about him talking retirement, which I haven't seen him say. But people are like, sources close to him are saying he's going to retire. Now, he should head over to World Superbike. I mean, he's not fast enough to run a MotoGP anymore. Or he just doesn't care enough. Maybe World
Superbike.
I think
it's the latter. I don't think he cares.
But that's too much work. You got to race twice in a weekend there, and he doesn't even want to race once in a weekend.
I'm going to start the rumor now.
Let's start it.
Lorenzo's coming to Moto America.
Lorenzo is coming to Moto America. Well, there's probably a better chance of Johnny Ray coming to Moto America. And I completely say that tongue-in-cheek. But Johnny Ray's manager is Chuck Esklin, who is partners with Wayne Rainey on Moto America. That's probably... I couldn't figure out why Tony Elias thought it was a good idea to come here. Then it's probably that Tony Elias has the same manager, too. Right? I kind of figured that now. We're starting the rumor now. I can't even imagine that. I don't even know if you could throw enough money at Lorenzo for him to do that.
He's not going to get picked up at all in MotoGP. No one's going to pick him up. Most of the seats are already signed. The seats that are open are places where you know he's not going to go, or they don't want
him. He could take a year off.
Most of the contractors are 2 years. A year's not going to get him much. Unless you think he's going to try to go for the Rossi seat? They're not going to give him
Rossi. That's 2 years anyways, too. That's 2 years.
Well, isn't that next year's his last two, isn't it?
No. He's to 2020, I think.
Okay. Anyway, I just don't think there's a place for him. Or that the people who have
there
places...
There is. It's called last.
Or the people that do have spots, they don't want him.
Yeah, well, that's the bigger thing.
Ducati doesn't want him. So he's going, I can't see Yamaha.
Yamaha doesn't want him. He was cancer.
Tectoise doesn't want him.
You know, I'm pretty sure Marquez has put the poo-poo on him going to Honda.
Oh, yeah.
Suzuki doesn't want him.
Well, they've
already signed.
Suzuki doesn't have any spots.
Yeah, and KTM doesn't have any spots either.
They got one.
No, that's signed.
No, because Kreshlow and...
I thought...
Espargaró. No. There's the two KTM riders.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, one of those two is going to get the second spot.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. He could be jobless, or he could be riding a World Superbike, or he could come to Moto America.
That's what I'm saying.
I would love to see that. Oh, my God. Just so we could get press credentials?
You would never say I was right if that happened.
So just so we could get press credentials so I could interview him and be like, so how low did you have to sink to come here? I mean, I would do that if he went to British Superbike, right? And I think the racing there is better than Moto America. There's more people that are competitive, right? And any of that. But to go from three-time world champ to, oh, hey, I'm racing down with a bunch of guys who are struggling to find funding. Kick in the balls.
Hey, it's a good rumor to start.
It's a great rumor.
I'm not backing off it.
Let's start it. Let's rock that. Own it, Warren. Own it.
I already have.
I love it. So that's our little bit of rumor mill stuff. I don't know how any of that affects anything other than on June 17th, Dovey got a target on his back because there's no way that Ian Oney doesn't remember those comments in Rush.
I did see a rumor kind of floating out there on Twitter that Ian Oney was over at the Yamaha trailer talking to Rossi, and they kept pushing their legs out. They're both sitting in chairs and pushing their legs out like they were kicking something. So maybe he's getting kicking lessons so that he can,
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Anoni needs help from anybody. Right? That's the bigger
part.
The thing is,
he's not doing it intentionally. He's just hitting these people.
Yeah, I don't know. That's really hard to say no. I think he might be that BS crazy. So anyways, let's get into World Superbike.
And for you people who are part of the Doghouse Motorcycle Racing Pool.
Bet you didn't see that coming. Matter of fact, here we go. Even if you're not part of the pool,
bet you didn't see that coming.
I'm going to say we definitely know Raya didn't see that coming.
I'm a guy who, and Phil can attest to this, I have probably picked Vandermark more than anybody else over the last couple of years.
That's quite possible.
And he has never once paid off.
He would have this week.
He would.
My God. And then Razagadagada, I'm going to call him Ratatatouille. Razagada Lugo. I have no idea. Thailand or something? I don't know.
So we had two finishers that no one would have ever thought about.
Yeah.
This season, I have always looked at Vandermark. He's going to be in a top five, but that's it.
Yeah, he's a top five guy. Wow.
I would have been surprised if we'd seen him on the podium all season.
Yeah, I don't know what you say about the surprise that I think everybody had with Vandermark pulling a double.
I'll give him credit. That first race, he and his team made the bold decision to go with that special tire.
Yeah, with the trick tire, the taller tire. That's a little different option. But then everybody else did it in the second race.
It didn't make a difference.
And it didn't seem to make a difference. Wow. I'm still shocked. I watched that and I was like amazed. And he looked good out there. He looked like he knew what he was doing. There were times where I thought Ray was going to catch him.
I was just going to say, it wasn't that Ray didn't look like he was on his game.
No.
He was very much on his game because he was making passes where no one else would have tried it.
Yeah, and it was just a matter of...
But those same attempts, he went wide several times where he shouldn't have. Because he was trying to cut time.
Yeah, but Vandermark went wide a couple times at certain turns. I think that's one of those tracks. I think Donington Park's one of those tracks where you build up some momentum. Sometimes you have to punt a little on some of the turns, right? Like you get into it too deep. But it makes the Powda Yamaha look like a competitive bike all of a sudden. I mean, in the first race, they were first and fourth. They sandwiched the two Kawasakis. Which fourth isn't nothing great to brag about.
No, but
it is when you're ahead of the... Right, and especially when the Ducatis, I think all the Ducatis just missed the setup.
Well, I think I'm going to go back to it. You know, this track seemed to favor the Yamahas this week. More so. Now, I know the Kawasakis have done well in there in the past, but this week it just seemed that they and the Ducatis both just weren't 100%.
Yeah, and it was definitely fun to watch, right? I'm going to say this. It was a lot of fun to watch because it was fun to cheer for somebody besides Rhea, right? It was fun to be, like, happy for somebody. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch to see if Ray could catch him. It was fun to watch to see if Sykes could catch him. It was fun, you know, in the first race, it was fun to watch to see what happened. Alex Lowe's finished both races,
which is unusual.
Amazing. Just amazing.
And didn't the announcer say this was the first win by a Dutchman?
Yes.
In
World Superbike.
Yeah.
First win by a Dutchman.
And first win by Yamaha since 2010.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a long time coming. The bikes looked really good. Lowe's looked good on the bike. You know, we've wondered what it would be like if it could stay up the whole time. It looked good. And Razagada Telugu Lugo Baba Luga Luga Luga.
I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, whatever. He was on a Kawasaki too. It's an independent, right? But, it's not a factory guy, but he was on an independent Kawasaki, and it looked good, too. It was good to see that the race wasn't dominated by the factory teams, mm-hmm. right? The whole weekend wasn't dominated by the factory teams. I tell you what, Razagada, I have no idea how to say his name.
They just kept calling him Raz on the
TV. Yeah, they kept calling him Raz. I want to call him Ratatouille. Ratatouille was doing, he ran a good race. He ran a solid race.
He did.
I kept
expecting him to fade, but he never did.
You know, I believe he's Turkish, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I believe he's Turkish.
Because they did talk about how Sofaglu was a mentor touring.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, Sofoglu's fast, right? I mean, I pick on him because he's 1,000.
Well, he retired this year.
I know.
He's retired, so he now has time to
mentor this guy,
yeah.
Which is going to make him a viable. It's going to make him a viable threat, you know. I think that's a name I'm going to have to learn how to pronounce in the future.
Like Sofoglu.
Like Sofoglu.
Because you had a hard time with
that for
the longest time.
And it was hatred, too. There was hatred.
I want to talk about Sofoglu for a second. For as long as I've been watching racing again, he has been the big boss, if you want to equate it to video games. That's the level boss that you had to pass if you wanted to move up.
Yeah.
And not many people got by him.
No, not a lot. You know, there's been a bottleneck there coming out of World Supersport, right? I mean, look at the field. There's guys from MotoGP. There's guys from Moto2. You know what I mean? Like, and there's guys from Moto America. They created a bottleneck. He created a bottleneck. And you're right on that. Speaking of bottleneck, guys. God, Honda, you're killing me. You are killing me. Leon Camier came back, and he ended up doing a 10th and an 8th, I believe.
Well, take a look at the Americans. In the second race, Ganjay finished fairly well.
I don't know. I don't consider 13th fairly well. The first race,
from
PJ was 15th. So they both scored points this weekend. But, you know, me, I like America, and I want America to do well. And
it's the best Ganjay's done this year.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, Jacobson's had it a little bit better. I think Jacobson finished 10th one race.
Yeah.
But this is the best Ganjay's did this year, I'm pretty sure.
It just kills me that the Honda sucks so bad. You know, Camier's a fast rider, and he's getting it up to 8th. Come on, Honda, you got to step up here.
There was something going on with Jacobson this weekend. They didn't talk about it in the racing, and I couldn't find anything on the interwebs about it anywhere, but both races, he got behind a guy's name's R-E-Y, and never got around him. He got up to that guy and just never passed him at all.
You think maybe he needed to learn about the big rusty boot?
Maybe, but Ganjay got around him, especially in the second race. But I never saw. I kept watching where they were, and Jacobson.
Oh, Bradley Ray.
Okay,
Bradley Ray.
Jacobson never got around him.
Huh.
So I don't know if there's something going on.
So you're saying we need to fight Britain again?
Yes.
I'm with you on that. I'm all about that. You know, they might have, and I'm just speculating this. Right, Gagne would be a totally new person for Bradley Ray to race, but there's a chance that Bradley Ray and PJ Jacobson have raced in British Superbike. Oh, I'm going to pause that.
Yeah, because we still have motocross.
Yeah, we still have motocross to go.
Let's better move.
We better get to moving. I don't know why you wasted so much time.
So the motocross is in Glen Helen.
Yeah.
And it must have been kind of cold there because everyone was walking around with parkas and sweaters.
Well, yeah, it also just rained right before it, right before the races or in between the races. I think it might have rained too. So, you know, great job putting it on a television station. Nobody gets the first race.
I don't get. Obviously, I don't get MAV TV either because it's. I only got to
because I live in America. Oh, sorry. But the second race, I mean, I love the track there at Glen Helen, right? Lots of elevation.
They made some changes to it from last year.
They did, which was, I think I liked the changes. You know, they made changes at Hightown too, right? I'm curious to see if they've made changes at all the tracks across the way.
We'll see.
You
so
know,
so far the first two, but it was really noticeable with Glen Helen because of the uphills,
yeah.
And the down. They weren't in the same place because you could tell from the flagpole they weren't in the same place.
Yeah. So, be interesting to see if they've done that through across the board. In 250s, right? 250s. Plessinger looks like this is his season.
Yeah.
He looks strong. Which is surprising because I kind of thought the Martin brothers would give him, not that they didn't give him a good run for his money, but a little better run for his money.
Well, not again, I didn't see first race, but been reading about it. It sounds like it was closer in that one than it was in the second.
Yeah.
Because Plessinger got out, and the racing ended up between the Martin brothers there for a little
while. Yeah. And in the first race, Alex got a third. In the second race, he got a third again. But Jeremy got the second, so he outraced him in the second race. Osborne had a decent weekend. Savacci, not where he should be, right? A 6-4. New monster guys with Justin Cooper and Faulkner, not so hot. Although Cooper had a 4-7, Faulkner with his 13-6 is a big disappointment.
You know, somebody I've been kind of surprised he's not done that well this year is Austin Faulkner. He had a good, maybe he's still injured because he started off really strong in Supercross and got hurt.
Yeah.
And maybe he's not.
He just might not be an outside guy. You know, Shane McElroth had a disaster of a weekend, a 9-12. And Justin Hill, I mean,
17-11.
You're a Supercross champ. You should be doing better than this. Don't know what to think of those guys, right?
In the second 250 race, there was some excitement, but it wasn't a spectacular. It wasn't boring, but it wasn't exciting.
Plus, Plessinger got out there and he was gone.
Yeah, but there was enough racing in other parts of the track. Because sometimes I'll admit it, I will fast forward when I got it on the DVR. I will fast forward, you know, 3 or 4 minutes at a time.
Yeah, I know, Ken.
But
I don't want to see races or any of that other
stuff. This is not one of those races where I did that because it was still fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it was good racing. It was good racing deeper in the field, you know, and there were some battles going on, which is always a good thing to see. I just can't see, you know, if you're looking at who I think is going to be big time in it, Osborne and Plessinger. Plessinger with the double this weekend tied up with Osborne. They're both sitting there at 88 points. Jeremy Martin's right behind him at 82, and Alex Martin at 74. That's your top four.
And that's all close.
And that's all close, right? And realistically,
one weekend could change that 100%.
Yeah, realistically, you're probably down to 11th in Austin Faulkner in 40 with 41 points, who's starting to get back where it's like, your season might be over early. But yeah, so there's a lot of guys, there's a lot of good names in there. You know, Savacci, Sexton, Hampshire, Marchbanks, Jordan Smith, Faulkner, McElrath, Hill. You know, there's a lot of guys out there who can be fast. But I think Plessinger looked just unstoppable this weekend. Your series is going to come down between him and Osborne, and I think momentum's important. I think Osborne was the fastest guy in the beginning of the season, and he was fast towards the end of Supercross. But I think Plessinger is making this big push where he's getting more consistent and better each week. Like every time I watch Plessinger, I think he's racing better.
Yes. Coming out of Supercross, he looked good.
Yeah.
And it just continued.
But he's looking better. Like, I think he's getting better at the art of racecraft, the art of maintaining a lead, the art of getting what you need done. Like, the whole shot, the early passes, the, you know, quick getaway to get into the clean air, get away from, you know what I mean? Like, he seems to be, I think he's more focused. I don't know.
He's doing something right.
He's definitely doing something right. And then we got the 450s, or as they call them, flat track, the singles. That was a jerk thing to say.
That's not unusual for you.
Tomac's a monster.
Man, again, is he riding a legal bike?
I mean, that's how we're going to get hate mail from, like, Kawasaki and Monster Energy and all these other people.
Hey, so a guy, again, I only can watch race two. So he doesn't have a great start.
No.
I think at one time they said he was 14 seconds behind the leader.
Yeah.
He not only catches the leader, but wins by 14 seconds.
Yeah.
So you have a 30-second swing.
At one time, with like five laps to go.
Yeah.
At one time, he was like 42 seconds behind Marvin Musquin. They're like, oh, he's got a lot of work to do or something like that. And then they're like, oh, my God, look, there's Tomac passing Musquin. And he flew by Musquin like Musquin had a boat anchor out the back.
And Musquin was riding fast laps.
Yeah.
Not that fast, but fast laps.
Yeah, you know, he's just, it's hard to say that he ain't cheating when you win by that much. Roczen, surprisingly, did you hear Roczen's comments? I was getting ready to fast forward because I just hate Roczen.
About his healings,
arm and about how resting healing. Healed him up more.
Yeah, you know,
right?
And having the second accident allowed his
other arm to heal up. Right? Listen, stupid, take another season off. You'll be back to winning.
I did like what they were calling him though. In the
dummy?
In the paddock.
Moron?
No. T-Rex.
I don't.
I thought it was funny because his arms are kind of messed up.
Yeah, I just don't like him.
Well, I know you don't like him, but that is kind of funny.
Mr. Poopy Duty Head. That would be much better to me. Mr. Poopy Duty Head. But he did get a third in the first moto, which is, you know, I think eighth is more realistic. Third in the first moto means things went wrong for people.
Oh, but he had a heck of a second race. After pitting.
Yeah.
Because he thought there was something wrong with the bike.
It was a rider. Come on.
After pitting and being dead last and a dozen or more seconds behind the next guy.
Raced his way to eighth. He's still fast, even though he can't move his arms. And his name's Mr. Poopy Duty Head.
But you notice he's not wearing suits anymore. So
no, he's like, oh, I can't be a jerk now. I got to keep my sponsors. I can't afford them suits if I am a jerk. Jason Anderson at one time during race two looked like he was out there trying to do something. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna be a winner. Then the fast guy came along.
I was like, I want to race Musquin and Tomac head to head. Bing!
Yeah. You should hold on when they pass you.
I can't believe Tomac, dude.
Yeah.
But next week they're at Thunder Valley. And this is the track where he blew both his shoulders out 2 years ago.
Yeah, but this is also like his hometown track.
But this is where he blew out his shoulders.
Yeah, but he could win by.
Yeah, because
he could win. Dare I say it, by Carmichael-esque numbers here.
It's possible because you know most of these guys are training in Florida.
Yeah.
Which is at sea level.
Yeah, and this is a mile high. Air's a little thin. He's used to it because he's from there.
The teams have to figure out the right settings for the bikes so they can breathe better.
Yeah.
You
got to find the right settings for the riders so they breathe better.
So instead of winning by 14 like he did in race two, he might win
75?
Well, I don't know if it'd be that high, but it could be a lot.
Yeah, it could be a lot. A couple other notable things. Barcia had a pretty solid week. With a 6-4. You know, I think for a guy who probably going into Supercross didn't have a job lined up for motocross either, you know, I mean, that's a good pull for him. Weston Pike.
Didn't do too bad.
Baggett.
Christian Craig blew out his ACL, so
yeah,
he's done for a while.
So he's done for a while. You know, I don't know in the 450s if anybody really disappointed me like some of the guys in the 250s have done. You know, I think a lot of guys.
If you exclude Tomac's ungodly or whatever verbiage you want to use to describe his speed, it's a pretty good racing. You know, if you get Anderson, Musquin, Baggett, you know, Barcia, they're all doing pretty well. It just for some reason, Tomac is a huge outlier.
Yeah, he's just way fast.
He's on a 650.
Yeah, at least.
Somewhere between this finish
line. He maybe had a 1,000cc bike.
Somewhere between the finish line and the point where they get to test the bikes, there's a swap going on.
Yeah, there's a or one of the things they check is a compartment that's just filled with cash.
I don't believe that's the case, but it's fun to tease him.
Yeah, it's just incredible that he's that much faster. It's just incredible. So that rounds that out. They got Thunder Valley on June 2nd.
We just said
that. 2 weeks later.
2 weeks.
They're going to be an hour away from us, Warren. Are we going?
Redbud?
No, Mount Morris, PA. High Point.
That only an hour?
for me, I don't know what it is from you. You live here in a big old city. But yeah, it's not too far from Morgantown. Maybe 2 hours?
Morgantown's 3 hours from me.
So it's like 2 hours from me.
It's probably 3 hours for you too.
No, no, no. I have a long skinny pedal on the right that helps me get places. Woo!
You mean
Space Mountain, baby.
Have you ever checked your brakes?
Not since I redid them.
What do you mean? The coward pedal?
The bitch pedal. That's what I call that. Anyways, yeah, we're going to have to talk about that off the air. This has been the Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com. I don't know where we have racing this week. We might not have no racing this week.
There's no MotoGP this week.
No MotoGP, no World Superbike.
Just it's
Motocross. Moto America?
Motocross is 2 weeks.
Motocross is, yeah. No, Motocross this week.
Okay.
Yes, we do have
Motocross.
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday.
Thunder Valley.
Toodle Tuesday.
Chicken nuggets. I don't know. I just felt like saying that. Anyways, we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And we're going to have to talk about whether or not we're going to go up to Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, when the motocross races come in. We'll be back next week.